Good morning. Got a gorgeous start to the day. We'll give you the full forecast coming up in just a moment. It's 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning to you. The count here today, as far as the news goes, it is brought to you this morning by Spalding Property Maintenance. Protect your home from wildfires. Give them a call at 541-280-3942. That's 3942 for a free property evaluation. Let's go now to the news center, and in for Kim today, it's Dave Jarvis.
Thanks, Frank. Yeah, Kim on her way to Seattle to see the U2 concert tonight. Bend City Councilor Jody Barham has had long hair most of her life, but that may change later today. Barham has offered to cut off all her hair if she can raise $5,000 for Sarah's Project. That's a local program named after Sarah Fisher. She died of breast cancer in 1992.
So by raising money for Sarah's Project, we will hopefully help women get screenings early, get diagnosed early, get educated about doing self-exams, and if they happen to get diagnosed with breast cancer, know that there's a local resource here in Bend to help women.
Barham will collect funds today at Murray and Holt Motors. If she raises the 5 G's, that big haircut comes up at 5 o'clock. Yesterday was opening day for a new indoor market in Redmond. Jerry Parks, the owner of Redmond's Bazaar, says in this tough economy, some small business owners have had to come up with creative solutions to save money and to make money.
We have so many talented people here in Central Oregon, and the problem is getting their products to market. Because of the exorbitant costs of standalone storefronts, when you have all the, you know, rent space plus utilities plus taxes plus licenses and everything goes on and on, and it's just prohibitive for a small person, either family business or a single person that makes something and wants to sell it and get it out there.
The new indoor market comes on the heels of the closure of two similar markets in Bend. Park says zoning will not be a problem for the Redmond Bazaar. The Around Market is in an 11,000-square-foot building on Highway 97 in South Redmond. It's open Thursday through Sunday. Bend's Tower Theater announces another big show for this summer. Executive Director Ray Solly says the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band hits the Tower stage on July 29th. The band specializes in Americana and bluegrass and is best known for hits like Mr. Bojangles and Make a Little Magic. Tickets for Tower members go on sale today. Tickets go on sale to the general public next Monday. That's June 6th. One of Bend's most notorious killers was in front of the parole board this week, as he is every other year, but this time around his hearing was postponed for several months. Jeffrey Spooneyer is called the thrill killer because he shot a total stranger, a popular St. Charles nurse, as she was out walking on a trail near her Bend home. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb reports.
The murder happened almost 30 years ago in 1982, and the family continues to fight to keep Jeffrey Spooneyer locked up. St. Charles nurse Marianne Thomas Hosier was out walking on her usual trail on Century Drive when she was killed. The victim's mother says Spooneyer was out shooting squirrels when Hosier walked by, and he thought it would be exciting to see what happened if you shot a person. That's why he was dubbed the thrill killer. Deschutes County DA Patrick Flaherty is petitioning against Spooneyer's release and says when the parole board meets again, he's going to ask the board not to review it for 10 years rather than the current every other year schedule. This week's hearing was postponed because Spooneyer is set to have a psychiatric evaluation within the next 3 months. After that, a new parole hearing date will be set. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
It's been 1 year since the disappearance of Kyron Horman, and his father says he's as committed ever to finding his son. Kane Horman says it's a reason to get up every morning.
Well, the fact that he's still missing is really all the motivation that's needed. Just need to bring him home, and there's just so much that needs to be done. There's still a lot of things to do even after 12 months.
Horman says it's essential to keep up public awareness while authorities continue to run down every tip and clue. Tuition at most of Oregon's public universities will likely climb more than 7% next year. 1110 KBND's Felicia Heaton talks with students at Portland State University, where the proposed hike is 9%.
Business and marketing majors Emmy Palmer and Jack Lovell aren't happy.
Yeah, pissed.
How will that affect you?
Well, I pay out-of-state tuition, so I pay $8,000 a term, he pays $2,000, so it'll go up a lot.
Lovell doesn't expect the increase to improve his classroom experience.
It doesn't help teachers anymore, too, so...
They don't get paid more,
so it's just kind of a just crappy situation for everyone. So,
Felicia Heaton, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And coming up in our next newscast, Bend extends an affordable housing fee, and the defense begins its case in the Faith Healing trial. For these stories and more, you can always go to our news site at KBND.com. I'm Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110 KBND.